Welcome to The Deep Dive, your shortcut to being well-informed. In our, well, fast-changing online world, how we find information is shifting, like really fast. What if there was a completely new way for your business to show up, to cut through the noise and connect with people who are actively looking for what you offer? Today, we're embarking on a deep dive into optimizing for ChatGPT referral traffic. This isn't just, you know, another digital marketing trend. We think it's a pretty fundamental change in how brands are connecting with users through conversational AI. We've been looking closely at some fascinating insights on this, exploring its true significance and the practical strategies businesses are already using.
Yeah, absolutely. And our mission today for you is to really peel back the layers on exactly what ChatGPT referral traffic is. We'll explore why it's quickly becoming so valuable, who truly stands to benefit most, and the specific strategies that are giving businesses a real competitive edge in this rapidly expanding AI-driven ecosystem. Prepare for some, I think, surprising facts and definitely some actionable insights you can put to use.
Okay, great. So let's dig into the mechanics then. When we talk about ChatGPT referral traffic, what exactly are we defining here, and how is this different from, say, someone just typing a keyword into Google?
Right. The core idea is, well, it's incredibly straightforward, but the implications are profound. We're talking about web visits generated when users click on URLs that ChatGPT recommends directly, right there in its responses to their specific questions or prompts. Think of it like this. Conversational AI is now becoming a primary gateway, maybe the primary gateway for some people, to discover information online. It's like a direct recommendation.
Wow. That is a huge pivot from what we traditionally think of as SEO. Sounds like the days of just, you know, stuffing keywords in your content are well and truly over, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Traditional SEO has been very keyword-centric, right? Focused on ranking for specific terms on search engine results pages. But ChatGPT, it operates on a different level. It heavily prioritizes content relevance, something called domain authority deck, which is basically how much trust and credibility your website has, and crucially, the use of structured data. That's code you add to your site to help search engines, and now AIs like ChatGPT understand your content better. This really means brands need to move beyond just isolated keywords. They need to develop content that's rich in entities.
Entities, right? Like real-world concepts.
Exactly. Real-world concepts and the relationships between them, and content that's truly comprehensive in its context.
So instead of just a list of keywords, we should be thinking more about, like, extensive topical clusters.
Yeah.
Things that address a user's question conversationally. That makes so much sense when you think about how people actually talk to these AI assistants.
It really does. And, you know, if we connect this to the bigger picture, the nature of this traffic is often inherently high intent. Users aren't just casually browsing. They're often posing specific action-oriented questions. Imagine prompts like, what is the best SEO agency in London? Or maybe, where can I find information about optimizing for AI search? Very specific.
Well, that sounds huge for lead generation.
Mm-hmm.
Are we seeing any early data maybe on conversion rates for this kind of traffic compared to traditional search? Are these users actually more qualified?
Precisely. That's the thinking. Because they're asking such specific questions, the users clicking through are likely already highly engaged and looking for a solution. Now, direct conversion data is still emerging. It's early days. But the anecdotal evidence and just the logical flow suggests these are indeed very qualified leads. And that's incredibly valuable, especially for, say, local businesses or maybe niche service providers.
Okay. Now, this isn't just about ChatGPT in a vacuum, is it? We're seeing AI integrated into search pretty much everywhere. How does optimizing for ChatGPT fit into that broader picture with things like Google's SGE?
That's a really important question. It's definitely not isolated. Consider Google's Search Generative Experience, or SGE, like you mentioned. It functions in a very similar way, right? It integrates AI-generated snippets directly into its search results. So instead of just that list of blue links, Google itself tries to answer your query directly, pulling from authoritative sources. So by optimizing your content for ChatGPT referrals, you are inherently sort of preparing it for inclusion in these broader AI-driven overviews across the whole search landscape. It's kind of a win-win.
Right, covering your bases for the future of search, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And the scale here is just massive. We found that ChatGPT has over 180 million active users globally. That's
Oof.
Well, that's astounding. It really puts into perspective how vital this channel is becoming, doesn't it?
Indeed. And it's evolving, too. It's becoming more of an omnichannel assistant with features like plugins, web browsing capabilities, custom GPTs. This means having a prominent presence within its ecosystem is frankly, becoming essential for any digital brand that wants to stay relevant and accessible.
Okay, let's pivot a bit. Let's talk about who truly wins here. Who, specifically, is seeing the biggest lift from this new traffic stream? Are there some unexpected beneficiaries, or is it pretty much who you'd expect?
Well, our research highlights several key beneficiaries, and yes, some are quite clear. Local service providers and agencies, they're right near the top. Think local SEO agencies, digital marketing consultancies, B2B service firms. They rely so heavily on expertise-driven content to attract leads, right? And these conversational recommendations, where trust and topical authority are absolutely paramount, make them ideal candidates.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
If I ask at GPT for a recommendation for like a local plumber or something, I'm basically trusting its answer to point me to a credible expert. What about e-commerce? Online retailers, can they leverage this too?
Oh, definitely. Online retailers can significantly boost product visibility. Imagine a user asking, what is the best vegan skincare brand in Manchester, for example? Listings that directly respond to consumer inquiries like that are likely to reap substantial benefits. That means increased traffic and, crucially, probably more sales conversions.
And for the newer players, like startups and SaaS companies, this could be a real game changer for them, couldn't it? I mean, establishing trust is so hard when you're new.
It's a fantastic opportunity, yeah. Emerging brands can use this to establish themselves as innovative and, importantly, trustworthy options. By crafting really good informational content like tutorials, detailed explainers, maybe comprehensive product comparisons, they can significantly enhance their visibility within these AI contexts. It helps them position themselves effectively in what can be a very crowded marketplace.
Okay. So educational institutions, course providers, they could also capture a lot of learner interest this way. I can definitely imagine people asking for recommendations on courses all the time.
Precisely. They can position their platforms to show up in response to inquiries like, what are the top SEO courses in the UK? Or maybe, what are the best free AI marketing tools? What seems crucial here, though, is the importance of structured reviews and really clear learning outcomes to support those recommendations. That's often what the AI is looking for, to gauge quality.
Gotcha. And what about bloggers and affiliate marketers? I mean, they live and breathe traffic generation. This must sound like a golden opportunity for them. They're always looking for the next wave, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
Affiliate content that aligns well with common ChatGPT questions, things like, what is the best VPN for streaming? Or what are the top productivity apps for 2025? That holds significant potential for traffic. Optimizing for these AI recommendation engines allows those creators to gain, you know, an early advantage in what looks poised to become a really dominant traffic stream.
Okay. This all sounds incredibly promising, but I imagine some of you listening are already thinking about the practicalities, the burning questions like, can I even track this stuff, or is this just some passing fad? Let's try and tackle those head on. First off, the big one. Can you even track ChatGPT traffic? It sounds a bit like a black box right now.
Yeah, this is a critical point for marketers, no doubt. Currently, ChatGPT doesn't provide a clear referrer signal in analytics tools. That definitely complicates precise attribution. However, there are indirect methods. Smart marketers can monitor for spikes in their direct traffic, especially after relevant mentions pop up in AI conversations. And where it makes sense, you can use tag links and, you know, custom URLs with tracking parameters to try and estimate the impact of these AI-driven referrals. It requires a bit of detective work, maybe some correlation analysis, but it's possible.
Okay, so not perfect tracking, but ways to get a sense of it. What about the website itself? Do businesses need, like, extensive technical modifications to optimize for ChatGPT? That sounds like it could be a big undertaking, especially for smaller outfits.
Not necessarily extensive, but some crucial enhancements are definitely needed. Implementing schema markup, that code that helps AI understand your content better, that's important. Improving internal linking structures is key. And using structured content formats like FAQs and how-to guides, very helpful. These changes basically make it easier for the large language models, the LLMs like ChatGPT, to crawl and understand your content, ensuring it gets properly understood and hopefully recommended.
Okay, so it sounds like some good SEO hygiene, but maybe with a specific AI focus. Which brings me to this. Can paid advertising influence ChatGPT placement? Like, can you just pay to get recommended, similar to how search ads work?
This is where it gets really interesting and quite different from traditional search. The answer, as far as we know, and based on OpenAI's statements, is definitively no. ChatGPT generates its responses organically. It does not accept paid placements within those organic recommendations. This means optimization relies entirely on a content-driven approach. It's built on authority, relevance, and completeness, not on ad spend.
Wait, hang on. So unlike traditional search, where you can bid for visibility, you're saying ChatGPT doesn't accept paid placements in its main answers.
Yeah.
That's a massive game changer, isn't it? It means quality and organic relevance truly are the only paths here. Wow.
Exactly. It levels the playing field in a really unique way. It forces a content-first approach where, ideally, the best, most relevant answer wins, not necessarily the company with the deepest pockets.
Okay, that's huge. Which leads right into the next big question. Is ChatGPT traffic just a passing trend, a flash in the pan? Or is this something foundational that marketers really need to pay serious attention to?
Well, if we connect this back to the bigger picture, while it's still evolving, ChatGPT traffic seems to signify a broader and likely sustainable shift towards AI-mediated discovery. This trend aligns perfectly with advancements like Google's SGE and Bing's Copilot integration. These are pretty strong indicators that this is probably not just a fleeting trend, but a more fundamental, sustainable evolution in how people find information. The way we search is genuinely changing.
Right. So, if someone listening decides, okay, I need to start optimizing for this, what kind of timeline can they realistically expect for results? Are we talking months and months, or could they see something sooner?
It really varies. It depends on factors like your existing domain authority, how trusted your site already is, and the depth and quality of your content. You might see some initial results become evident within, say, a few weeks, especially if you target the right queries. However, achieving truly sustained visibility in this space, that typically needs an ongoing strategy. It involves consistent topic expansion, building robust internal linking, and regular content updates to stay relevant and authoritative. It's an evolution, not just a one-time fix.
Okay, makes sense. It's a long game, like good SEO always has been, but maybe with faster initial feedback loops sometimes. So if a business is ready to jump in, what are the actual strategies they need to implement? And who are some of the providers, maybe particularly in the UK, who are leading the charge in this new space?
Yeah, it's fascinating how quickly the market is adapting. Several SEO-focused agencies in the UK are already actively helping clients tap into ChatGPT and optimize for this kind of AI-driven visibility. For instance, we've seen mentions of Contentsify, who seem to emphasize content strategy and LLM integration with specific expertise in SaaS and AI tools. There's Omnius, specializing more in B2B SEO and AI search. Brick Digital apparently offers targeted services specifically for ranking in ChatGPT, covering schema and EAAT optimization.
EAAT, experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. Google's quality signals, basically.
Exactly. Key signals for AI recommendations, too. Then you have Assisted, who seem to be merging PPC with AI-aware SEO for, like, dual channel growth, and Embark, who apparently collaborate with global brands on entity-based optimization specifically for ChatGPT visibility. So there are players emerging.
That's a good overview of this, yeah, burgeoning market.
Yeah.
Our insights also went into some detail about one particular agency, Easy Gold, and their approach as a sort of case study.
Yeah.
What makes their strategy stand out?
Right. Easy Gold seems to adopt a pretty holistic approach, really trying to integrate traditional SEO best practices with these cutting-edge AI strategies. They appear to have a strong understanding of entity-driven content, again, focusing on real-world concepts and their connections, not just keywords plus structured data implementation, and getting that conversational tone right, which is crucial for AI. They also seem focused on staying constantly updated on evolving LLM algorithms, which is vital because the space changes so fast, and providing transparent reporting, even for those indirect performance indicators we talked about. Their commitment seems to be around high editorial quality combined with technical precision, which sounds like a key differentiator.
Okay, so if a business wants to work with someone like them or just implement this themselves, what do they actually do? What are the practical steps involved in ChatGPT referral optimization, maybe using that Easy Gold process as a model?
Well, it typically starts with a comprehensive initial SEO audit, but maybe with an AI lens. So, assessing your existing content specifically for alignment with ChatGPT compatible formats, think structured FAQs, engaging listicles, those deep topic clusters, essentially looking at what you have already and figuring out how AI friendly it is.
Right. Assess the current state. Makes sense. What comes after that?
Next is usually a collaborative strategy session. The agency, or your internal team, works to define the high-value queries you want to target, pinpoint content gaps, and determine which pages can be optimally structured for LLM visibility. This often includes competitor analysis and semantic mapping, really understanding how concepts relate to each other to build out a robust strategy.
Okay, got the plan. Then, presumably, it's about putting the content out there, deploying it.
Exactly. This is the content deployment phase, but crucially, with enhanced credibility signals baked in. So, Updated content is deployed with things like schema enhancements, maybe inline citations, strong internal linking to bolster credibility, plus adding authority signals like customer reviews, expert bios, clear demonstrations of topical relevance, anything that enhances trustworthiness and engagement, because those seem critical for AI recommendations.
And I'm guessing it's not a one-and-done thing, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned ongoing strategy. You have to keep refining it.
Precisely. Ongoing monitoring and continuous refinement are absolutely crucial. Since direct tracking of ChatGPT clicks is still limited, you'd use those correlated analytics patterns, monitor branded search lift, evaluate page-level engagement data, all to continuously refine and validate how effective the campaign is. And to make it easy for clients, providers like Ezi Gold might offer specific bookable services like an AI-optimized content package or a ChatGPT visibility audit.
This brings up an interesting point. Looking ahead, what's coming next in this space? What are the emerging trends, and maybe what should brands be doing to ensure their content is genuinely trustworthy for these AI systems?
Yeah, good question. One trend is the rise of AI plugins. As ChatGPT plugins gain more traction, we're likely going to see opportunities for much deeper integrations. Think things like direct product searches, maybe direct bookings, or contextual calls to action happening right there through the AI interface. It's about AI potentially becoming an even more active facilitator of transactions and interactions, not just a research guide.
Interesting. So not just pointing to a website, but enabling actions right within the AI chat. You mentioned entity SEO a few times. Can you expand on why that's so critical for appearing in LLM results? Maybe give us an analogy.
Sure. Entity SEO is absolutely crucial because it's about helping the LLM understand the meaning and the relationships within your content. It's like, instead of just seeing the word doctor, the AI understands it's related to hospital, patient, illness, treatment. It grasps the whole concept network. Tools like Inlinks, ClearScope, SurfaceO can help identify missing semantic relationships. It ensures the AI truly understands your content's context, leading to much more accurate and relevant recommendations.
That makes a lot of sense. It's about teaching the AI the meaning behind the words. And speaking of accuracy and trust, how do brands make sure their content is actually trusted by these AI systems? Especially given that AI can sometimes pull outdated or just plain inaccurate info from the wider web.
This is paramount, absolutely critical. Brands must ensure their content is factual, well-cited, and consistently updated. Think about it. For an AI to confidently recommend your site, it needs to trust your information source. It's evaluating your EEAT signals. So professional optimization practices focus heavily on building this trust through rigorous quality control, clear sourcing, and demonstrating expertise. It's about building confidence, both with the end user and with the AI itself, that your content is authoritative and reliable.
Right. You have to be a trustworthy sort for the AI to trust you. And for those who might still be on the fence about diving into this, it sounds like there are maybe some niche opportunities specifically for early movers. Who stands to gain the most by acting now?
Yeah, definitely. The analysis suggests local businesses, medical providers, legal firms, even tradespeople. Many in these sectors haven't really optimized for AI referrals yet. This creates a really valuable opportunity window for those who act swiftly. They can establish their presence and authority in these AI-driven environments before everyone else catches on. Getting ahead of the curve here could be key.
Okay, so it's about grabbing that early advantage, especially in less saturated niches. And looking even further down the road, are there new metrics or tools we should be anticipating to better track all this? Because it still sounds like we're a bit in the dark on direct, precise tracking.
We can definitely expect new tools and methods to emerge that provide greater visibility into LLM referral traffic. It's a clear need in the market. Platforms like SparkToro and SimilarWeb are already experimenting with indirect tracking signals and ways to estimate this traffic. And there's a strong possibility, maybe even likelihood, that OpenAI itself might enhance reporting features, perhaps for plugins or specific partnerships down the line. This should pave the way for better insights and more direct ways to measure impact in the future.
Okay, so improvements are likely coming on the measurement front. So wrapping this up, what does this all really mean for you, the listener? It seems clear that AI-powered discovery is fundamentally reshaping digital marketing. Optimizing for ChatGPT referral traffic isn't just a nice-to-have anymore. It feels like an essential strategic imperative, doesn't it?
It really does. For brands seeking visibility, credibility, and ultimately better conversion rates, adapting content for these AI ecosystems represents the next logical step in how we approach SEO and content strategy. Agencies, like the examples we mentioned, Easy Gold and others, are leading the charge, offering tailored solutions that bridge that gap between traditional search methods and the new capabilities of generative AI. Whether you represent an e-commerce brand, a SaaS provider, or a local service, starting to capitalize on this emerging channel now could significantly drive high-quality, high-intent traffic to your site, potentially well ahead of your competition.
Absolutely. Which leads us to our final provocative thought for you today. As AI becomes an increasingly personal, conversational guide in our lives, how might your own interactions with AI shape the future of discovery? Not just for businesses trying to get found, but for how we all as individuals find information to decide what and who to trust. Something to ponder until our next deep dive.